Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week, and I hope all is going well for you. We don't always talk about like where we are when we're doing the shows because we have people that come in from all over places and they're in different areas. And one of the main reasons we don't do that is a lot of our shows are used for educational purposes. So they're replayed even in our groups. It's depending on what topics we're talking about. But anyhow, today you get me. We are actually going to just have a tidbit show, just an off-the-cuff show today, talking about tips in your homes, things that lots of people aren't aware of that we take for granted and we do every day, or some things we could do that will help us in our day-to-day doings in our home, helps you when you're selling or just living day-to-day. So I today am actually not in Hawaii. I am on the East Coast. It is the end of May, and we are getting an incredible snowstorm. They're calling for 6 to 12 inches. But it's beautiful. I have to tell you, it's absolutely beautiful. I know in Hawaii, the weather's been colder than normal, where we're normally used to 70s and 80s. It's been creeping down to high 50s and 60s in the evening. Depends on where you are, of course, the Big Islands more. But it's gorgeous. And then I've just talking to somebody in Florida today, and it's a little chilly, but still nice. So depending on where you are in the world, the interesting thing that's happening now is we are getting all different seasons, all different times of the year. For those of you familiar with the East Coast, the northeast of the United States of America, they were getting 70 and 80 degree temperatures in December, and then the next day it would be 30 degrees. And I think February had a mixture of snow and hot summer days, and then now here it is the end of March, snowing. Snowing pretty hard. You know, it's funny for me. When I was first moving back to Hawaii in December of 1999, I remember my birthday's on the 16th. My son, my two dogs, and I were moving on the 17th, and our dogs, which have since passed away, and they're in buried in the island of Oahu in a place called Valley of the Temples. They were 90-some pound dogs. I had them lose some weight because I was trying to make it less weight on the plane. They had, you know, rules and restrictions. And this was back when you had to quarantine your pets in Hawaii for 4 months at a time. Now you can actually do a lot of 6 months' worth of prep work and take them that day. But this was when you had to do it. They were able to stay 1 month, but you had to pay for four, and you had to do all this prep work, and I had tried to get the dogs to lose some weight, but these are big guys. It was Shepherd and Husky was Zachary, and Golden Retriever and Lab was Champion. And when we got to the airport on December 17th, 1999, and had to take the dogs over to the other side where they would be, you know, going in the crates and then the plane, which I don't like that. It's so tough on the babies. That's why you don't want to do it that often. But I remember the woman. She was so fit for a comedy show or, you know, a sitcom. She was kind of big and nice and kind of, she, when I say big, she was huge. Like, as just a person, you know, she was a big person. And she's like, what are you thinking? Your dogs are going to go through Minneapolis, and it's 11 degrees, and the legal limit's 10, and and I said, oh, no, God got me this far. We're going. They're going to be fine. I'm not worried. There was a lot behind that story ahead of time, you know, as far as planning and moving and getting it done. And I was like, nope, they're going to be fine. I had sweaters for them. I had jackets for them. I had blankets. And then I remember saying, I never want to do another winter again. It's too cold on the East Coast. I am not going to do winter again. And I'm just prefacing this because this is how life goes sometimes, you know. And I thought, I'm going to want to be in the warm weathers forever and ever. Well, after living in warm weather forever and ever and ever, believe it or not, being here right now in this snowstorm is actually fun. I'm appreciating it. Many times we just don't appreciate what we have when we're searching for what we think we don't have. And so I'm just bringing that up because home is where the heart is. And you guys hear me say that a lot throughout our themes and what we do with Realty Universal and real estate menu systems and life. And so when you say never, 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 watch what you're saying, because sometimes paradise is in our backyard and we don't know it. And it's just funny because I know right now a lot of people are complaining about the snow. And it isn't fun if you don't have heat. I mean, a lot of things aren't fun if you don't have the resources, you know. But if you do, and a change of scenery is really nice at times. So right now, while we're having the global warming, all the changes, our planet is really changing all over the place. I don't know how much of it has to do with other testing. There's just a heck of a lot going on right now. And so it's pretty interesting. It's funny how we all look at, we can really, I'm finding as I get older, it's so important to try to enjoy life as much as you can. And most of the things that we really can enjoy are free. They're right there, and you can look it out there. And it's just funny how you think, I never want to do this again, or I won't do this. And then when you go through other events in life, sometimes you go, wow, I didn't mind that much. Now, I'm speaking from my own personal experience and knowing that this is temporary. I go back and forth, and it isn't typical to get the snow at the end of March. So I wonder if they're going to have snow in the middle of July, which it wouldn't surprise me anymore. It's changing all over the world. So today we're just going to talk about tidbits. If you'd like to call in and put in, see if you remember anything that or want to get to. Talk about anything that people aren't aware of in their homes that they could do. Tips, the number is 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. And looking for my, it's, there we go. So in our home, nowadays more people work from home than ever before. Many, many people are still driving to the offices. It's going to change more and more as the years go on. But with the internet and lots of workplaces allowing people to work from home or doubling up, or, you know, now we have so much entertainment at home, you find more and more people loving to be home than out. Now, depending on where you are, some places, if the activities outside are warm, you're going to be outside more than you are going to be in your house. So it's just very, very important that we enjoy our homes, and that it's kind of our place to unwind, a place to meditate, a place to pray, eat, you know, have fun with our families. And it's really important that it fits you. It doesn't matter what it is for somebody else, but that it fits you. And today we're just going to talk about some of the things, too, that people aren't aware of and little tidbits. Now, many people that are going through the snowstorm right now in the spring, it's actually, when was spring? Yesterday. So day after spring, here we are in the spring, it's a snowstorm. A lot of people are probably checking into generators and checking out whether gas generators are good or electrical generators are good. And I love how we can go to Google or other search engines now and look up quite a bit that we weren't able to do in the old days. So it's extremely important to do your homework on whatever you're doing. Because there's so many options out there. And if you're, for example, hooking your property up to gas You want to make sure that you're putting in the right pressure, that the meters are proper, so that you're planning ahead of time if you're going to put in a generator. This isn't something that the companies tell you all the time. You would have to work with a plumber and other people, but the electric companies aren't always going to tell you what size you need. You're going to have to plan this ahead of time. Nothing worse than putting in one hookup and finding out you could have done it a different way and then been covered to add generators or pools or anything you may need in the future. We deal with people all over, so I'm talking about a lot of different climates. In the islands in Hawaii, there was a time where, and still is, where you don't need heat or air. We're finding that changing quite a lot because of the Kona winds, and that's when we're getting still winds, when the trade winds are not as active as they had been before. You end up needing air conditioning and heat. So it's definitely important to check this out. So I wanted to mention something, though. I have a whole list of things here that we're just going to talk about, tidbits and little tips. A lot of people may not realize if you have a wood fireplace and then convert it to a gas fireplace, the flue is supposed to come out. If the flue doesn't come out, then there could be an issue, and it's very dangerous. So it's important to make sure that you have the flue taken out. If the flue isn't taken out, important to make sure that each time you use it, you're going to make sure the flue is wide open. Now, how many of you have used fireplaces in the past? When you have a wood fireplace, if the flue is closed, smoke is going to start pouring into your living room or family room or into your house pretty quickly. It's very dangerous, but you're going to know about it. If you have a gas fireplace and the flue is not open, smoke doesn't come through because it's not wood. It's not going to burn the same way. And you could actually have a lot of problems. Carbon monoxide can come in. It can create all kinds of problems. So you're not supposed to have the flue. When I say flue, the flue cap, because you still need the, I guess they put the flues within the chimney, but the area, it's supposed to stay wide open. You're not supposed to have the bottom flue where you can close and open it. So if you have a fireplace, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't have a fireplace and you're going to get one, then make sure you don't have a flue with a gas fireplace that opens and shuts. The whole area should be open. You're still protected with birds coming in from the top of your fireplace because the chimney at the top will have screening. I wanted to mention that because it's very important. And many times people will convert. I had purchased, when it happened to me too, where I had purchased a home and the fireplace was wood burning and converted to gas. So they still had the flue in it and I didn't know, so it's really important to do that and make sure you get things clean. Another thing, if you have gas, propane, oil even, you want to have your carbon monoxide detectors, just like we all have smoke detectors in our home now. Many, many rental units around the country are required by law to have smoke detectors in the properties. You see nowadays when they see the commercial buildings and even apartment buildings being built brand new, you'll see sprinkler systems in the properties required by law. Smoke detectors are definitely required by law in the United States. I'm not sure about the other countries, although I'm sure I would think that would be a concern. Carbon monoxide detectors, I think it's easy to assume, and this is why I say there's tips in your home you probably do not know. With an electric battery operated smoke detector, you're going to want an electrical one and a battery one, because the electrical runs through the electrical system. But it's good to have a battery one too. But most of us would assume if it beeps and then it's working, and that's what they tell us to do to check out a smoke detector. A carbon monoxide detector doesn't always work the same way. you can assume that when you press the buttons, if it beeps, then it's working. But what happens over time, they wear out, and they may not be working. So you want to replace them. You can check with the manufacturer, but you want to replace them maybe every year, every 2 years. You wouldn't want to just keep it there for years, and because the battery's in and it appears to be working, it's working. So those are some, you know, safety features that are really important that we may not know about. It's really good to get air purifiers. You can pick up air purifiers if you're getting one put under your home, under your furnace. They're going to be more expensive, but it's good to check them out. If not, you can get, starting at $40, $50, you can buy one that's even room air purifiers. They will make such a difference in your home and the quality of your air. It's also good to get your ductwork cleaned out every so often if you have ductwork, and change your filter every month depending on your system that you have in. And just constantly do these different things to actually improve the air quality and to keep up on your home. I am looking at the list here. We also, for security, you know, security, we're going to go down a couple of items for security. It's good to keep some lights on. Some people go and they turn all their lights off completely, and it's much better to leave a light or two on when you are going to sleep. Stop your mail when you're traveling. Also get the newspapers up. Get people involved to where, you know, everything's going to look like you're still there. And security is just important to get. You can get, it's amazing how security systems, you can get security cameras. For $400, you can get a set of 8 cameras. You can even get some other systems for $150. We're not going to go over all this today. I'm just doing a tidbit show and off the cuff today. But things you can Google and check into and make phone calls. A lot of people don't think about it, and it's really worth it to do it. It's definitely worth it to do it. On security, though, you know, you can also buy, if you have dogs, dogs are great for security. If you don't have dogs, you can buy those barking monitors. Have you ever seen those where you can just, and they bark and sound just like a dog. There's so many things you can do like that. But it just pays when you're living in your home to go ahead and do these items and get on it and make your checklist and get your children involved. If you have children, get them involved. It's fun to get them involved. And, teach them to make sure they're turning off the lights and that they're doing a routine and make sure all the doors are locked and make sure the stove's off and just do your pre-check. It's just, we're such creatures of habit, and it's just so nice to do that. And then we don't have to worry if we just with security, make sure all the doors are locked, and when we come in, everybody just double-check everything, depending on how many people that you have live in your home. And it's just really nice to be able to go do that and double-check and make sure all the windows are closed. And everything's checked off. If you have a security system, double-check it. Have them come in and check it every so often. And you can schedule these things. You can just schedule everything on the calendar and do the tidbits. I'm going to take a quick break and come right back.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of a class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
I love that. I love John Maxwell. He's so motivating. And it's so true, you know, if you can kind of, if you don't know something, make it up. Get it going. Have fun with it. And get motivated. It's funny how you can take things in your house and you can actually get motivated, get your children motivated, and make chore lists, but make it fun. Have games, do things. And if you buy yourself, if you're living by yourself, do things that are going to make you happy, you know, and have the downtime that you need. I'm going to, a couple things. I don't know if you've heard of a Roomba. They're those little floor vacuum cleaners that run by themselves that you can use in between your cleaning. If you have housekeepers coming in, it's really great to have that in between cleanings. And they really, if you have dogs, dogs are going to probably chase them, but you'll have fun. There's all kinds of little things you can do. And we're going to get into some things about cluttering. And some people like a mess and some people do not like a mess. But most people, overall, they say messes cause stress. So we're going to get into a teeny bit of that. Did you hear about the claustrophobic astronaut? Somebody just gave me this. He just needed a little space. Oh, that's so cute. And we need space. And even for people, if you're by yourselves or with your family, we all just need some space. We need time for ourselves. And that's where the decluttering can come in and just having our own little space that's ours. And so we're going to switch back over to that in a second. I want to run through a couple little other tips. If power goes out or lights go out or say your microwave goes off, I guess most of you would know that you want to go to the circuit breaker first before trying to do everything else and see if it tripped a switch, if it tripped a breaker. And the way to find that out, too, is look for the switch that's not in line with the others. You know, the others are in line, like aligned, and then one will be turned the wrong way. And you'd want to flip back that back off and then get an electrician of something that continues to happen. Shower heads. I'm not sure how many of you know. Shower heads consume more than 70% of, you know, the heated. They're heated typically because you're going to be taking a shower with hot water. And it's really important your shower head can consume so much hot water. So you can buy a low-flow unit, and it'll pay for itself within a month. And those are good things to keep out and do. I like to get, you know, get kids involved in whatever you're doing. And when you have home games, like you could have chess, toy puzzles, and puzzles, if, you know, it's really fun to build puzzles, but like a lot of people wonder, where do we put the puzzle if you're putting it on your table or you're putting it on your coffee table and you don't have anywhere to put it away? Just get a board, get either a plywood or just get cardboard and put the puzzle there, and then you can neatly put it under the couch or neatly put it under a bed in between when you're not working on it. So many things you can do that are just fun to do and keep going so everybody's learning and doing things, because it's just, I think sometimes when we're too idle, we need to rest, but it's not good. So we all have different personalities. Psychology Today, according to Psychology Today and National Association of Professional Organizers, NAPO, conducted a poll that suggests nearly 65% of Americans feel their home is at least somewhat disorganized. What do you think? Well, I can speak for myself. Being in real estate for, oh my gosh, over 3 decades, I end up having paperwork, even though we run our offices with paperless. We run paperless. Everything's on servers and stored, et cetera. And everybody works from home. We have offices, and they also use corporate office centers through another company, and they can all over the place. We tend to think we're going to have less paper, and we do have less paper than we did years ago with the traditional ways, but we still have paper. So I tend to be working on, I'm always working on different things at the same time. So for me to have a home and an office that's going to be perfect, everything in the file, everything put it, it's just not going to be conducive to my personality or make me happy when I want to go in and work on different things that I'm working on. So we all are different, so you definitely want to go according to your personality. How do you know? You know, if you're really feeling pain when you're doing it the way somebody else wants you to do it and it's not you, go back to doing what makes you feel good within reason. So you don't want to, the point about decluttering and having a happy home is that you are happy, and it has to fit your personality. So that's number one. And you can tell. You can tell by your feelings and how you feel about it. But they say that 65% of Americans feel their home is at least somewhat disorganized. And there's you can go room to room and declutter. Now, if you're selling your home, you want to get rid of everything you don't need. You know, get rid of everything, store things away, pack, start boxing things up. If you're not selling your home, then it is true that less clutter apparently makes us feel better, is what they say. Now, there's some people listening to this thinking, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't have anything. I mean, I've walked into people's homes and you could eat off the floor. I'm not that stringent with mine only because I think I was way before real estate. And then with real estate and you know, we go through cycles in life. It's nice to have everything organized and in place, but, you know, you also don't want it to be so stressful that you're too stressed trying to keep everything in place, you know, and that's where I think setting things up. It says for many people, clutter can be an energy zapper or they waste inordinate amounts of time looking for things they can't find. Now, that's important that everything goes into the same place so you know when you're looking for those scissors where they're going to be. Especially when you're looking for your car keys, where are they going to be? There's nothing worse than not finding your car keys. So things like that, it really does pay you to make sure you put everything in the right place. In hoarding situations, now God forbid we do have that come up and you see people hoarding things, that's dangerous. That can cause fire hazards and health complications because mold and dust are present. These things are being kept and nothing's there. No means cleaning beneath it or in it, and mold and dust can be a problem. So if you do have your house, if you're finding you're sneezing a lot and you think there might be a lot of dust in there, you may want to check the areas and areas that have not been cleaned for a while because there's too many things and items in that area. Also, getting carpets cleaned is really important. So why should you declutter? Most people declutter because it relieves stress by providing a sense of control and accomplishment. For others, getting rid of the junk frees up space. Some people need to purge, of course, to move. And whatever it is, there's some tips here we're going to go through. This talks about decluttering your any space. This is budgetdumpster.com. Oh, no, how to declutter your home. Oh, that's funny. First part is going to go through the clutter. First part, they said, is I'll explain how to go through your clutter, giving you ideas. And then part two is to declutter room by room. Now, you can get your children involved in this and make it fun, turn the music on, give them toys. I'm a firm believer that we have to make, you know, it should be fun, whatever we're doing. Even if it's not fun, we need to make it fun. And we can do that. And that's all about attitude and getting through there. What sits at the bottom of the sea and twitches? A nervous wreck. Well, you don't want to be a nervous wreck dealing with your house. You don't want to be a nervous wreck dealing with your life. And at any time, we can change and we can start reframing and moving forward. So today's a new day of your life. Today's a new start, and you can move forward, no matter what it was like before. But it has to be because you want it. You know, if you're fully happy in a messy house, don't let other people tell you you need to have your house da-da-da-da, because if you really are happy and calm, do what makes you happy and calm. But if you're not, we're going to go through some things here. It says start, make a plan, write down and make a map of all the rooms and clutter spots that you want to tackle. And then give everyone a scale of 1 to 3, being the most cluttered and the least. So this way you're prioritizing your time. Do only one room or one space at a time. I can totally see where it would be easy to go, okay, I'm going to clean up this. Oh, and then I'm going to go to the other room. Or then the phone rings, and then you're off doing something else. Or you have a meeting, or you have to leave, or there's an appointment. And then you come back, and that other thing didn't get taken care of. And then you go back to another room. I mean, I can see this happening. It's also hard when you have housekeepers coming in to try to say, hey, you go ahead and do it for me, because they can be wonderful, but a lot of times things are just going to be packed into a spot because you still need to go through them. So this says create a sorting system, a 3-box method, gather 3 boxes or storage bins and label them. One is keep it, one is get rid of it, and one is store it. And that's good with anything. You know, when you're organizing papers are a little bit differently. I know, for example, in the real estate world, if we have papers, we may be organizing them. Typically, a seller or buyer's files are going to be in a file cabinet or on the server, or if you're working on certain projects, in a folder. You're not going to have their papers all over the place. That's just not going to happen very often because it's just in the way that business is done, you're going to collectively put that with their particular file. But if you have other papers, you could have leads, you could have prospects, you can have, you know, binders, you have different sorting systems, you could have, you know, the emails that you have to print out and you're saving on the server, but some you're printing out, you can have files. So in that, you know, design which way you want to separate. If it's your prospects and leads, if this is to do, if this is later, if this is stuff to be mailed, you know, so you can figure out what's the best way to do that. Also, recycling. Recycling is a good thing to get into. It helps our environment. Most, I don't want to say all, because I can't. We have a lot of people listen randomly in different areas all over, so I never want to say all. But most, many of the communities, especially in the United States, have the recycle days and trash days. And, you know, you can get the plastic bags they can see through at the store, so that you can just throw all that into the recycle. Many times you're given a bin. You know, it takes time to get used to doing these things, but you can do it. It says recyclable glass, plastics, and paper can go right into your bin. Many electronics can be recycled. Wow. There's also kiosks and recycling kiosks. You can donate or free cycle. There's so many places you can have a garage sale. You can rent a dumpster. Now, this is a stress-free option if you have tons to get rid of and you're going to sell or you just want to get rid of it. You can rent a dumpster and then throw all the junk there. A lot of things people keep forever, and it just, you know, it's really challenging to think about what you're going to get rid of or got rid of. It says the 80-20 rule. When it comes to clothing, we generally only wear 20% of the clothes we own 80% of the time. And that holds true with other things too, video games, computer parts, books, DVDs, toys, and more. Your mission is to get rid of things you don't use 80% of the time. Now, for those of us out there that have gained a little bit of weight, and me included, probably a lot of weight. I have to take that back. And I'm working on losing it. I have some clothes that I absolutely love that I can't fit into. So does that mean I'm supposed to get rid of those clothes? Because I'm certainly not wearing them 80% of the time right now. And my answer to that is because, no, I'm not going to get rid of all those clothes. Some of them, yes. There's some that maybe I haven't worn for years. And then I have to be realistic about how small am I going to get. I'm not going to fit into jeans that I wore when I was my 20, right? So... But this is something everybody can decide on their own. And it just really does make it simple is better. Simple does make it better for us. I really do believe that. I'm just looking in here and see, because we're almost finished too soon. I want to see if there's anything that we didn't on things that people wouldn't think of. They also, lots of things, make sure they work, because sometimes there's things that don't work. And is there something keeping it unless you're going to get it fixed? Think about the last time you used it. It says if you haven't come across or used something in 6 months, you should probably get rid of it. I disagree depending on what you do. You know, like we are making products and educational materials and taking years and years of real estate knowledge, which can be in the form of CDs, DVDs, way, way back. We even, oh, my gosh, years ago we had the floppy disks, for those of you that are old enough to know what a floppy disk is. You know, so there could be something, you wrote things years ago, things that can go into a book. I mean, you're not going to want to just randomly, if you have file cabinets full of papers that were old or boxes, you don't want to just throw it out without really checking through it, so because you may miss something. So, but they say ask if you love it and sleep on it. If you've made a decision to get rid of some clutter in your home, sleep on it. If it's something you can't live without, you'll know in the morning. You can always put it, you know, switch it around. Because you don't want to regret. This is supposed to be fun, too. This is definitely not supposed to be nerve-wracking. You don't want to end up as a nervous wreck. Clear off flat surfaces, mails, bills, magazines, small appliances, things that can just consume it. But it's not always the best place for them. Now, this is a good one. If you need to keep a few things on your countertops, that's okay, but make it a goal to free your flat surfaces of most clutter. Make space in drawers or add some small boxes or bins to your shelves for paper items. Keep only frequently used essential small appliances on kitchen tops. The rest should be put away or donated if never used. Wow, they'd have fun in my home. Categorizing things is really important. It's true, when something has no place to go, it starts to gather in piles. I have magazines and books I'm always reading. This is a good one for me because I'm a readaholic. I read all the time, and I'm constantly reading, and I'll have stuff with me to read. And then, of course, I'm looking on my phone reading because I'll download on my phone and then MP3s. Sometimes it's better to take on a category instead of a room. Items that are similar often end up in different places. For example, if you have books in every room, that's me, it may make more sense to gather up all the books, group them by subject or genre, and then make decisions about what to keep. You may not realize you have four copies of the same thing if they're in different rooms. That's funny. You ever buy a book like two times or three times because you didn't realize you had it? Yeah, so this is room-by-room declutter tips. So that it's very, wow, these things look perfect. And then you can declutter your bedrooms also. It says when you think about it, you don't need more than a bed, nightstand, storage for clothes, shoes, perhaps home and jewelry and makeup. It's a lot to go to and get through and do this if you're used to being kind of messy and it's just comfortable to be messy. I mean, in certain rooms, not everywhere. But here's a good bedroom decluttering tip. You don't have to go to the store to buy something. You can use small gift boxes, shoe boxes, cereal boxes, or repurposed plastic containers to hold the items in the drawer. Get creative. Perhaps you don't have to send as many things to the landfill at the end of the day. That's a great idea, and you guys can't see, but I'm looking on the screen, and there's some adorable ways to make this work, and use storage bins. Kids' toys can live in baskets, toy chest, or shelves on the bedroom. Wow. That's decloset your closet from bottom up. Get rid of clothes and shoes. If it's damaged, if it doesn't fit, if you haven't worn it in the past year. Now, that's not going to apply to me because of losing weight. I have clothes that I still want to keep, especially some beautiful gowns and dresses that I want to keep that I'll be able to get into later. I'm determined. I don't want to just completely buy larger clothes saying, oh, I'm just going to need larger clothes because I want to work on losing the weight. So, wow, we are almost finished. And it's just, your desk, you can go through the paper items. Oh, you can scan documents and receipts to make a digital record, then shred and throw away the paper if you don't need it. That's a great idea. That's a great, great idea. Older papers such as taxes can be stored in a plastic bin. Definitely. You can also put things, designate a space for mail or important documents that need to be acted on soon. Have binders. This is really good. So I want to know, if you have all the paperwork, I guess you just put it all in piles and boxes and then start going through it, I'm thinking. Clean and organize desk, tame your cords. While not essential for organizing your office, wrangling in your cords makes a mess. That's true. So this goes on and on and on, and of course we don't have time for everything, but it definitely helps if you're moving, and it also helps just in living. So those little boxes and containers and plastic ones really do help to work to do that. Interesting. Now, some of us live in different places, so you may have a different setup, but it definitely does make sense that it's going to be easier to declutter your home. So we covered safety, security. Security is huge. You don't want to, and just because somebody knocks on your door doesn't mean you have to let them in. I never do. I don't care who, if I don't know who's coming and who's there, I'm not opening the door for anybody. You know, there's a lot of issues with that. The lighting, the safety. Going through your house for fire and hazards, you know, to go through, and always before you go to sleep, make sure everything's locked and doors are locked and everything's put And now people, you know, some people say everybody does this, but not everybody does do this, you know. Definitely be careful if you have fireplaces, that if you have a gas fireplace, you take the flue out, the bottom part, you know, so that it's everything's wide open. Definitely check your the stoves. Get an air purifier. That's a really good thing to do. And cameras are easy to get. Those start developing routines and habits that just make it fun and make it easy. And those of you who have guns, you know there's definitely a protocol with those. There's just so many things that people just don't think about sometimes. And that's tips. I'm trying to think if there's a few different emails that came in now too. We are just about the end, so just different things I'm trying to think that we could go through. Your bulbs, make sure your bulbs and your lights, there's different level bulbs. We have the LED and then regular. The other thing that I'm going to touch on briefly is we do not realize how much the Wi-Fi, and we all use Wi-Fi, at least I use Wi-Fi, and I know many people use Wi-Fi, these electrical magnetic fields are affecting us, affecting our life, our body, our energy levels. And our energy levels are really important in order to live a long, healthy life. So I just want to mention that everybody should check into that. There's a gentleman named Lloyd Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L, and he had an issue with, I think it was around 2002 or 3, he had an issue with headaches for over 2 years. He's actually in France, and you can Google his name. He does a lot of research on EMFs. He has a newsletter. He's got websites. He does programs. But he was having problems for over 2 years, and the doctors just said, it's in your head. They weren't helping him with his headaches, etc. It turned out it was his cell phone. And since then, he's been on a mission to educate as many people as he can about the cell phones to and computers and Wi-Fi and all that we do. I fly a lot, and then people say when you have the Wi-Fi and the airplanes, it's not safe for your brains. But we can't stop doing everything we do, right? That's just impossible. But it's just food for thought. They actually have gadgets and things you can purchase that will can deter some of that, defer some of it. So I wanted to mention that too, because that's an important subject in your homes. And again, it's Lloyd Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L. You can Google that. And we are at the end of the day, end of the show. It's been wonderful. We're going to have some interesting, our next couple shows are going to be some interesting guests are coming on. And to everybody out there, keep your dreams in place. Don't forgo your dreams for anybody. And have a peaceful, peaceful day. So to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.